Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. Saturday, August 18th, found me, Johanna Rodoni, Loretta Nicholas, and Kat Hayes in a box seat at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds getting ready for the first race. We compared our betting strategy, which ranged from I like the name to a horse's color, the jockey, or even sentimental wagering, to there's a strategy behind betting. Typical nerdy me, I had my daily race form in hand, studying the upcoming races, horses, and their respective history statistics. A field of 6 mules and their riders broke out of the gate for the first race. 6 mules swerving and wavering, jockeys urging their steeds to stay in a straight line as they sprinted 220 yards towards the finish line. Upon crossing the line, the runner-up mule saw the new white fence, whereupon she promptly and unceremoniously dumped her rider. Sure enough, in the second mule race, we saw another rider dumped after the finish line, with the mule sprinting in the opposite direction, which of course creates lots of drama for the audience in the grandstands, and cheers of camaraderie when the jockey would stand. But the best races were the fourth and the sixth. Using our array of strategies, we named our picks. Planet Janet was the name favored by a couple, and I commented, never put money on a horse with an astronomical theme. They aren't grounded. Sure enough, Planet Janet dropped her rider, April Bogue, just before the first turn. It was a scary few moments, because we could see the jockey lying motionless on the track. By the time the pack had headed around the last turn and into the stretch, April was able to stand to wondrous cheers from the crowd. While my head had said Random Luck would be the winner of the fourth, my heart won out at the last moment and I bet on County Wexford. Why? Because my great-grandfather emigrated from Wexford in the early 1900s. County Wexford took the race. At one point, I asked Johanna, who was also a fair director, why the programs had little icons of hunter jumpers printed at the bottom of some of the pages. And in the sixth race, my man's no lady demonstrated exactly why. As the horses broke out of the gate, the horses and riders bolted onto the track. Well, all but one horse without a rider. As the pack turned, I trained my camera onto that riderless horse and watched in amazement as the gelding, knees and forelegs tight to his chest, jumped over the rail, twisting his hindquarters so that his hind legs could clear the rail. That horse has a calling in the sport of eventing. So how did I do at this year's races? Well, I'd have done better if I had remembered to bring my wallet with me, but I managed to triple the money that I had in my pocket. More importantly, I was able to spend a perfectly sunny afternoon at the 116th Humboldt County Fair with 3 incredible women and sharing, bantering, laughing, and just having a wonderful day. This has been Community Comment with Jill Duffy.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.